はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようミネソタ、ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 114. As always brought to you by Eric Clara and the translation and interpretation specialists. Alright, we are back with Yoshi-san and Chigusa-san and more informal Japanese. So Yoshi-san, what did you think of yesterday's conversation on a scale of usefulness?
10.
Well, let me just tell you, we are back again with another useful lesson. Now, today we're going to be looking again at informal Japanese, the type of Japanese you'll use among your intimate circle. And again, that intimate circle would include family members, good friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, and other close acquaintances. Again, no concrete rules, kind of give and feel situation. But you know what I noticed, Yoshi-san? Foreigners have a lot more leeway if we make a mistake with the different levels of politeness.
Yes.
But be careful. That's not always the case. I have rubbed people the wrong way by using the wrong level of politeness. So you always want to make sure, when in doubt, just always go with the polite Japanese. A good sign is if someone tells you, oh, don't worry about it, speak informal Japanese. Today's conversation is a conversation between two coworkers who are good friends both inside and outside the office. Now, they're talking about a festival. Again, we have the girls first and the guys later. Please listen for the difference between the same conversation. Again, same conversation, just between two guys and two girls. So, listen to the conversations and see what you can pick up. With that said, here we go.
昨日なんで麻布十番祭りに来なかったの？
昨日は会社にずっといたの。
日曜日なのに。
うん、最近忙しいの。お祭りはどうだった？
すごかったよ。人が多くて食べ物が美味しくて、夏なのに雪の彫刻まであってびっくりした。
雪の彫刻？
うん、犬年だから犬の形だったよ。
すごいね。行きたかったな、残念。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。昨日、なんで麻布十番祭りに来なかったの？
昨日は会社にずっといたの。
日曜日なのに。
うん、最近忙しいの。お祭りはどうだった？
すごかったよ。人が多くて、食べ物が美味しくて、夏なのに雪の彫刻まであってびっくりした。
雪の彫刻？
うん、犬年だから犬の形だったよ。
すごいね。行きたかったな、残念。
昨日なんで麻布十番祭りに来なかったの？
昨日はずっと会社にいたから。
日曜なのに。
うん、最近忙しくて。お祭りはどうだった？
すごかったよ。人が多くて、食べ物がうまくて、夏なのに雪の彫刻まであって。
雪の彫刻？マジで？
うん、犬年だから犬の形だったよ。
すごいね。行きたかったな。残念。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
昨日、なんで麻布十番祭りに来なかったの？
昨日はずっと会社にいたから。
日曜日なのに？
うん。最近忙しくて。お祭りはどうだった？
すごかったよ。人が多くて、食べ物がうまくて、夏なのに雪の彫刻まであって。
雪の彫刻？マジで？
うん、犬年だから犬の形だったよ。
すごいね。行きたかったな。残念。次は英語が入ります。
昨日なんで麻布十番祭りに来なかったの？
Why didn't you come to the 麻布十番 festival last night?
昨日は会社にずっといたの。
I was at the office all day yesterday.
日曜日なのに。
But it was Sunday.
うん、最近忙しいの。
Yeah, I'm busy these days.
お祭りはどうだった?
How was the festival?
すごかったよ。
It was great.
人が多くて食べ物が美味しくて。
Lots of people, great food.
夏なのに雪の彫刻まであってびっくりした。
They even had snow sculptures in the summer. I was surprised.
雪の彫刻?
Snow sculptures?
うん。犬年だから犬の形だったよ。
Yeah, this year was the year of the dog, so they had dog snow sculptures.
すごいね。行きたかったな。残念。
Wow, that sounds great. I wanted to go. It's too bad.
Natsuko-san, let's ask Yoshi-san what he thought of today's conversation.
Yoshi-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか?
お祭りが楽しそうですね。
そうですね。
Yoshi-san, translation please.
The festival sounded like fun.
And what festival were we talking about?
Azabu Juban Matsuri.
Break that down for us. What's the location?
Azabu Juban.
And where is this place?
It's in Minatoku.
Part of Tokyo, right?
Yes.
Located nearby a famous expat part of Tokyo, right?
Yes, it's near Roppongi.
And what's it famous for? Anything in particular? I know there are a lot of embassies there.
Oh, yes. I know a great sobaya there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's the very traditional sobaya in Tokyo, and it tastes great.
And they have the fresh wasabi, right?
Yes, and also kakiage.
What's that?
It's a type of tempura.
Oh, sounds good. So you're going to take us there after the show? I'll take that as a yes.
Mm.
Can you break the location down for us?
Azabu Juban. Azabu Juban.
And the word for festival is?
Matsuri.
So usually the location or the name of the festival followed by the word for festival. Can you break the word down?
Matsuri.
Next we have
雪の彫刻
Two words in here and a possessive particle. First word is
雪
Snow. Break it down.
雪
Snow in the summer. How did that work out? I think this next word will tell us.
彫刻
Sculpture.
彫刻
So we have the word for sculpture.What verb is this paired with?
Horu.
Break it down.
Horu. Horu.
Any others?
Kizamu.
Break it down.
Kizamu. Kizamu.
So we would have?
Chōkoku o horu.
To carve a sculpture?
Chōkoku o kizamu.
To sculpt a sculpture. Yoshi-san, what's the word for sculptor?
Chōkoku-ka.
The last character is actually?
It means house.
Again, we take the word for sculptor, we attach the character for house, which is
彫刻家
Sculptor. Next we have
犬年
Year of the dog.
犬年犬年
Again, taken from the Chinese zodiac. Now, what we want to point out here is, Natsuko-san, what's the word for year?
年
But the pronunciation is modified to
年
And we have
犬年
Now, as we said in a previous JCC, during the festival, they play up whatever year it is. As it's the year of the dog, some festivals have different kinds of things showing this. I went to a festival, and they actually had a float of a dog.
Oh,
a huge float.
Oh, yes. That would be gorgeous.
I'm a dog lover, so it was really nice. Finally, we have...
残念
Regrettable
残念残念
This expression is used as It's too bad In many, many cases That's too bad
This phrase is sometimes used as unfortunate Like, you know, unfortunately, I couldn't go
So it has meanings depending on the context
Yes
For example, if Yoshi-san failed a test
それは残念でしたね
That's too badThe literal translation is, that was regrettable. But when we interpret it, it can be interpreted as, that's too bad. I wasn't in time for the bus.
残念
Too bad. That's a shame. That's regrettable. Okay, now let's take a look at the difference yesterday we ran really long with the differences between the guys and the girls. So today, going line by line. So today we're just going to pull the different parts between the dialogues. Again, the intonation. You can hear the girls speak much clearer and higher. The guys speak much lower. Your son speaks a bit high. But if you listen to June, June speaks pretty low. Try to pick up the difference between the voice actors. We have four voice actors in there. In yesterday's conversation, we talked about You see that both male and female speakers are using this. We're going to go over 5 points that differ between the male and female conversations. Natsuko-san, what's the first one?
昨日はずっと会社にいたの。
Is what the female speaker said, ending the sentence with no. Here the male speaker chose.
昨日はずっと会社にいたから。
So Natsuko-san, what's the main difference here?
The point is the ending, no. That's usually used by girls. And men doesn't usually use this phrase.
In a statement, right?
Yes. So that's why in the boys' conversation, he said, ずっと会社にいたから。But that expression is also used by girls.
So the girls have the option to use either or, and the guy would not use no at the end of a statement.
Yes.
In most cases.
Yes, in most cases.
And here's the thing. If you're using it at the end of questions, it's all right. But here, again, is a statement.
Right.
So you will hear guys use
no
at the end of questions. Yoshi-san, can you give us a few examples?
どこにいるの?
Where are you?
何するの?
What will you do? So it's all right for guys to use
no
at the end of questions. But, Yoshi-san, what about using
no
at the end of statements?
It sounds a little too feminine for guys.
And that's the key point.Next we have, next difference, Yoshi-san.
最近忙しくて。
Female speaker said.
最近忙しいの。
Natsuko-san, again, this alludes to what you said previously.
Yes, the same thing. No ending
in a statement. So, to sidestep this, the male speaker ends the statement in?
Te.
Te form. Okay, next we have. Point number 3.
人が多くて、食べ物が美味しくて。
There were many people...And the food was delicious. Natsuko-san, what word did you use for delicious?
おいしくて。
Yoshi-san?
人が多くて、食べ物がうまくて。
What word did you just use for delicious?
うまくて。
The te form of?
うまい。
So another difference is, girls may tend. Again, this word is used by both. But we're going with the tendencies and the frequency of use. So girls more frequently use?
おいしい。
Where guys, in informal situations, would use...
Umai.
Now again, this isn't always the case. Guys can use...
Oishi.
And girls can use...
Umai.
But we're just going with the frequency. Now, if you're in a business meeting, if you're in a formal situation, you're probably better off sticking with...
Oishi.
For both cases. Fourth point. Yoshi-san, what did you add in?
Maji de?
Serious? As in, are you serious?In here, we have a word and a particle. The particle is?
で.
The word being?
マジ.
Meaning serious. And this is taken from? Natsuko-san?
真面目.
Now,
マジで?
When used in this context, while the word means serious, the intonation says, serious, as in, are you serious? Asking a question. Hence, when you hear?
マジで?
Are you serious? Or really? Now again, this is used by both.Males and females.
Yes.
So it just happened that our male speaker wanted to interject this into the conversation to give it a more natural feel. If a female was to use this, absolutely no problem. Right, Natsuko-san?
Yes.
And last we had, the male speaker left off...
びっくりした。
Now, the last two things we pointed out aren't gender specific. Natsuko-san.
So this is only one of many patterns.
Yeah, we're just giving you a taste and a feel...But hopefully what we're doing is we're showing you details so that when you see it in use in anime, in movies, in conversations going on around you, you can pick it up. There aren't too many set rules, and it's kind of, you have to feel your way around. But what we want to do is give you as much exposure as possible. All right, with that said, a long day again. We will see you tomorrow. Stop by JapanesePod101.com, get the PDF, stop by the Learning Center, and be sure to leave us a post.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。